right, this is going to be at least interesting, if not a little bit of fun, too. Watched the Democratic presidential debates last night. It was a pretty good time. It's fun to watch. Wolf Blitzer.
Ooh.
Yeah. That beard is intense. With all the work that he gets accomplished, with everything, everywhere he's been, and all the different shows that he does, when does he find time to groom that beard so perfectly? He must have a person.
He has to.
Yeah.
Like, while he's typing out stories, someone's trimming it up.
Yeah. Yeah. And what Wolf Blitzer lacks in style, he makes up for in knowledge and interviewing savvy.
And the fact that his name is Wolf.
Yeah. Do you buy that? Wolf, do you think? What would his full first name be?
Wolfenmeister?
Wolfenstein, maybe? Remember that video game? Wolfenstein 3D? Did you ever play that one?
Uh-uh.
It was the one just before Doom. It was like the reason Doom came around.
Oh.
Wolfenstein 3D? So.
I think that was before I got into video games.
No, was it? I'm old, remember?
You are.
So anyhow, there were also presidential candidates up there.
Oh.
Not just Wolf, yeah. Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, John Edwards, and then all the other guys.
There's like 30 of them.
No, there were 8, I think.
Oh. Still a lot.
My favorite is Kucinich. He's still around, you know that? Yeah, he makes some interesting points, but you're just like, I want to put you in my pocket. You know? Is he so elfin-like? Get in here. This is my friend Dennis Kucinich. You can just point to your shirt pocket. I'd be dressing nicer all the time just so I could have a little Kucinich hanging out of there at the front.
Then we wouldn't have to wonder if you were going commando.
Why?
Because sometimes we wonder about that.
Why wouldn't you have to wonder that? Because surely I wouldn't walk around with a Kucinich in my pocket and being commando?
Yeah,
it's like in my shirt pocket.
I know, but what if you had to carry, like, some more pins or something in your pocket and you didn't have room for them and you didn't want them to get hurt, so you'd have to put them in your pocket of your pants? And what if you had a hole in your pocket and you weren't wearing underwear? It would be really bad for him.
Elaborate. Okay, so, yeah, Kucinich has no chance of winning. It's funny watching him, though. He's so entertaining. He makes good points. I think a lot of these guys I applaud for going up there so they can keep everything in check and say, hey, we need to be doing this, this. There's this Mike Gravel guy who's also in there. Have you ever heard of him?
No.
Yeah. He's just screaming, what are you talking about? He's yelling at people. And then you have the mainstream guys. They can't be ridiculous. Like, you know, they can't be extreme. They have to be, you know, more middle of the road. That's your Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, John Edwards. Even John Edwards was getting a little feisty last night. Yeah, he wasn't messing around with a $500 haircut. He wasn't. He was sporting it, yeah. But it looks like, you know, Hillary won the debate pretty much. It was interesting. You know, I mean, obviously it's not, you know, we're a ways out. The election is a ways away. It's like a year and a half away. But it's still interesting to watch now. You want to be able to get a good idea of what's going on and everything. And Hillary Clinton is not really losing any points in the polls, which is shocking to me. She's been, like, in first place for a while. Barack Obama comes on as this huge sensation, and then things start dying off a little bit for her. And, no, it doesn't happen. She gets stronger. And it looks like she could easily, possibly be the Democratic presidential candidate. Easily, possibly. I don't know. There's a good chance that she'll get it, right? And so my question is, okay, let's say she gets it, and then she goes on to become president. What do you think about that? Hmm? What do you think about that, Jerrion?
I don't think it's going to happen.
You don't think the country will elect a woman? Or specifically Hillary?
I think a woman eventually, but I don't think Hillary, because I think it's going to be one of those things where it's going to be like, oh, yeah, well, let's totally elect her, and then when it comes time, it's going to be like, nah, never mind, and mark someone else.
Where's Kucinich? Yeah.
Can we write him in?
You just wait. Al Gore's going to show up and just wipe everybody off. Al Gore. He'll be back. Don't you think?
Him and his flaming babies. Yeah.
Yeah, flame retardant babies.
Oh, yeah.
So what do you think? What do you think about that idea, Hillary Clinton as president? 539-9750 or 238-0975. I encourage spirited comments on this. Go out on a limb there. We're not putting your name and address and everything on there, so, you know, give us some of the goods today. What do you think? Go ahead.
I think it's actually pretty cool. You know, chick ran in the country. Why not?
Yeah. See, no one's like, I have a feeling we're not going to get that many people calling in. And, oh, no, she's an idiot and stupid and Bill Clinton.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, everybody said that even though he was president, she was pretty much running the country, so.
Yeah, no, she's pretty talented. She's she has a good resume. It's just a matter of do your beliefs match up with hers. I don't know. Are there too many sexist people in this country to elect her?
I'd like to think not, but I bet there are.
I don't know. Because it looks like she could easily win the Democratic nomination, but then is there any chance that she's actually going to win the whole thing?
I think there's a really good chance that she'll win.
Yeah?
I mean, when her husband was president, his numbers skyrocketed pretty much. So
things were going pretty good.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see, especially a lot of people really don't like Bush right now and want kind of a change of pace. And nothing says that more than the Democratic president and one that's a woman. So that'd be interesting. Or Barack Obama, that'd be a really interesting choice, too.
Yeah. So.
It's really cool. It's really interesting right now.
Yeah, it'd be one for the record, Bix. I mean, everybody would be a part of making history, pretty much, electing the first woman president.
Yeah. No, I think it would be a good thing. It'd be an interesting thing for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we appreciate the call, man.
No problem.
See you. Stukes in the morning, what do you think?
I think it'd be a horrible idea if she became president.
Why?
Just because she's a woman and I'm a woman. And I think that as women, we are too soft-hearted. And there's no way that she could deal with the issues that the United States has to face. And I feel like many people would agree with me. It just sounds horrible coming from a woman, but there's no way I would vote for her, and I know many people wouldn't. Just because her husband, I mean, he says it all, too. The Clinton name doesn't have a very good status in this country.
As far as?
Like, when you think Clinton, you think of Monica Lewinsky, and it's just not good. They don't have a good reputation in the United States.
I don't know if I'd say that. I mean, personally, I don't think people would look up to him as role models, but he was one of the most successful presidents and is one of the most popular people in the country and the world right now, even though he, you know, yeah.
I mean, he's good now, but, I mean, when we really needed him and stuff, there were certain things that he didn't do. I mean, and I just really think that it would not be in the best interest of the country for Hillary to be in office. I don't think she'd last longer than 6 months.
Wow.
She'd probably have some kind of post-traumatic stress and resign.
I do think once a month they need to take the red button away from her. But that's for any woman, because half the world would be gone.
Well, she's getting up there in years, doesn't eventually, right?
But especially then, because I'm hot. Boom!
She's already menopausal, isn't she? Or
I don't know.
How's it work? I don't.
We listen to your show every morning, my friend and I. We drive all the way from Abilene to Manhattan. Uh-huh. We love you guys. We think you guys are hilarious. But I do have an opinion on Hillary. I just don't want her in office, and I hope other people don't vote for her.
Well,
Hillary.
Well, thanks for calling in. Very bold stuff this morning.
Yeah, have a good day.
Bye.
Bye.